This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, shall not be infringed.
Forget all the misinformation.
Because this is the blunt object.
Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself.
This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Trying to get stuff going here. Welcome back. Hour number two. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code or TacticalHolsters.com. G-Code is more than a holster company. Although, they're a damn fine holster company. They are a tactical company. They make all manner of wares for the tactical operator. Need a small, compact, discreet chest rig? Well, they make it. A hideout belt to put all your tactical stuff on? They make it. A belt to hold your concealed carry pistol, they make it. All manner of holsters, all manner of carriage, they have it all. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Now, in the chat room, Raven1 is in there, and he was kind enough to invite me to his wedding this past weekend. Congratulations to JT and Rebecca. I filmed it for a bit. I've got to do some stuff to it and get it right. But I was playing videographer this past weekend. But I do like playing videographer. That's fun. I like videography. Now. Oh, and I'm congested. I don't know why I'm congested. I mean, I don't know if I was congested all day today. It doesn't seem like I was congested all day today, but anyway. So if it sounds like I'm gasping for breath, well, that's probably because I'm gasping for breath. I'm congested. So bear with me on that one. We'll get through it all. When you have a legal concealed carrier out there, and that does give the armed citizen the means to defend themselves and others, that intervention, or being the Good Samaritan, is a very, that's a sticky wicket to get involved in. On the one hand, the armed citizen can be an effective first line of defense against a violent criminal, or a murderous lunatic, or terrorist, or all of the above. On the other hand, intervening puts you in danger that you might not otherwise have had, you know, that you would have been subjected to. And it can also land you in a prison cell. This is why police officers intervene. Their experience and their knowledge makes them better at that sort of intervention, which is something they have to do by job description. It is not something that you and I have to do as concealed carriers. Some would argue that intervening or trying to be the Good Samaritan is something you should avoid due to the inherent risk, legal and otherwise. And still others would come in with the opinion that if you are the only person capable of stopping a violent crime in progress or attack of some sort, that you should, since not acting is practically letting it happen. And, you know, if you see somebody running with a Molotov cocktail at a orphanage, if there's actually any of those out there anymore, then you probably need to intervene to save lives. But you know, how are you going to know exactly why that person is doing what they're doing? And this is where our free thought comes into it, because this is really for each one of us to decide. And each one of us should take a moment and sit down and reflect on this before we put a gun in a concealed carry holster and head out of a door. it's not going to be that difficult. If you see a bunch of guys pulling out AKs and shooting at a bunch of people watching, you know, an ice skating rink, pretty good chance you're going to make the right call on that one. But if you decide that intervening is something that you will do, if you are capable of doing so, you have got to make sure that you're right, and you better not do it frivolously. So in the situations where it's clear cut, that's you know, less of a risk. Recently, an armed robbery in a gas station, or the recent case of Brandon Teal. Teal, according to Little Rock, Arkansas, ABC affiliate KATV, witnessed a domestic dispute unfolding when one of the two men involved pulled a knife and stabbed the other. Teal, a lieutenant in the Air Force Reserves and a licensed concealed carrier, drew his firearm and detained the perpetrator until police arrived. And there's plenty of other examples that go with that one. Here recently, we had a law enforcement officer pinned to the ground being beat up by a guy and about to be beat to death when an armed civilian rolled up on him and killed the guy on top of the law enforcement officer. That's pretty clear cut. People who act in this situation should be commended, because that kind of stepping up is not normal. They're putting their bravery on display, and they're putting paid violent criminals and they're good examples of how a good guy with a gun definitely does make a difference at times. But that's when everything is clear cut, that lives were on the line. A person that is stabbing an unarmed person is unambiguous in this regard. A bank robbery is likewise unequivocal that harm would have come to others. In either instance, police and a court of law would likely have no qualms about a legally armed citizen drawing their weapon and dealing with the insidious designs of a, you know, a malevolent person at large. But what if it isn't that clear cut? This is where intervening can get you into very serious trouble, because the carry license is not a badge, and some people get the idea that it could be. And these are the people who wind up as examples of what not to do. The Detroit Home Depot shooter from several years ago was a good example. He had a license carry, took a few shots at a fleeing shoplifter, and was subsequently stripped of her license to carry. The same rules apply whether they are committing a crime like, you know, robbing a place, as they would if you're trying to perpetrate self-defense. When they turn and they're going, this is no longer a self-defense situation. Then there was another incident that occurred in Orange County, Florida in February of this year. One Lonnie Leonard was carrying a pistol illegally, so he certainly can't be counted among the ranks of the law-abiding carriers. But according to Orange County, affiliate WFTV, Leonard inserted himself into a confrontation between a loss prevention specialist at a Walmart who was confronting a attempted shoplifter. The shoplifter, 19-year-old Arthur Adams, was attempting to steal diapers. Adams was arguing with the store detective when Leonard perceived that he might be reaching for a weapon and shot Adams. Adams was found at a nearby gas station and was taken to the hospital, but he was pronounced dead on arrival. Leonard is currently facing charges of manslaughter, aggravated battery with a firearm, and illegally concealing a pistol. And in this instance, the shooter clearly got involved with something where there wasn't a real and present danger. And instead of walking away and just calling the police, a young man is dead over diapers. Shoplifting is obviously wrong, but, that turned into a shooting over a bag of Pampers. And again, intervening when one's own life isn't in immediate jeopardy is something that every person has to weigh for themselves. To some, that risk isn't worth it, and to some it is. But you better make sure before you do it, because a license to carry is not the same thing as being a police officer. Police officers have a different charge. They have a different purview. And that's why they are professionals in what they do. And that's why we call them after we do what we do as concealed carriers. That's not our job. Never has been our job. When we get back, all these this Fresno State professor said that Trump has to hang. Well, he's hiding out now. This is Lock and Load. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation. Crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado, DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms. This is the nature of the beast.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
I'm Rick Ossick, president of Famous Footwear. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Famous Footwear to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Famous Footwear's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Now we're going to talk about something that I find very entertaining. Just cause. Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code. G-Code is, well, they've taken Kydex and they've turned it into something a cut above what you think of when you see Kydex. G-code Kydex is tougher, it's thicker, it's more hardy. And it continues to evolve. I mean, it's they do not sit back. Development is always happening. And that's what makes them what they are. So go check them out at tacticalholsters.com. There's this history professor at California State University, Fresno. And he has been advocating, you know, if we take, I mean, listen, I'm not the one who set the rules about hate speech and what this means and what that means. I'm just reading. And, you know, when you get out there and you commit your thoughts to Twitter, well, it's going to be out there. When this guy started his Twitter account, when all of this came to light, he only had 28 followers, but he got famous real quick. This is a guy who's been advocating for the death of Trump, and he has apologized profusely, and he's right now on the run. He's taken a temporary leave of absence in an undisclosed location because now he fears for his personal safety. And this is Lars Majak. He's the one that composed the tweets around the end of February. They called for Trump to hang in order to save American democracy, and the sooner, the higher, the better. He tweeted that the only cure for racist people is a bullet to the head. He used hashtags, including hashtag the resistance and hashtag death to fascism, which I thought fascism was calling for people to die. Majak, of course, now says he deeply regrets composing and publishing the tweets. He wrote in a statement obtained by the Los Angeles Times, "I ask forgiveness of those who felt threatened or offended by them. It was never my intent to harm anyone nor to encourage others to harm anyone. I never expected them to be read by anyone but a close circle of acquaintances who would know how to place them in their context." That's interesting. I would love to know which pointy heads would read this and know these are harmless. I would love to know how bullets to the head and hanging, lynching, is harmless. I really would like to know that. He did not intend for the now deleted Twitter account to be viewed as an imitation or endorsement of violence, he said, except he was calling for it all the way down the line. He lamented that he has received a flood of threats and hate mail for tweeting that the president and various racists should be murdered. I'm sure I would lament that, too. This is the problem when you get out there and you advocate for violence and you have no idea what you're doing. You don't know what you're talking about because there will be people that don't like what you're talking about. And when they come for you, you had better be able to walk the walk. Talking the talk is not going to be enough. Then you're going to have to go to an undisclosed location. Majak's Twitter account, which has existed since June 2013, also asked, has anyone started soliciting money and design drafts for a monument honoring the Trump assassin yet? Another tweet read, hashtag the resistance, hashtag ethnic cleansing, justice equals the execution of two Republicans for each deported immigrant. Another tweet, another festive tweet from him. Mercy towards racists was always the fatal weakness of good Americans. And hashtag when California secedes, you fascist Trump-voting white trash scum can wallow in your filthy hellholes of flyover states. He further suggested that there was a need to ban the GOP because a democracy must not be tolerant of those who want to abolish democracy. As if what he's advocating is democracy. What he's advocating is terrorism. And when you advocate for something like that, like I said, you better be a rough character, because rough characters will certainly take umbrage to that. Because guess what? I'm a Republican, and he's thinking that because I don't want to have illegal immigrants here, that two of me should be killed. Oh, okay. He is now facing an investigation by the Secret Service. He has, of course, offered his complete cooperation because he's a loudmouth, obnoxious sheep. He is not a rough character. He is not a combatant. He never was one. I could hand him a rifle and he would not know, you know, he might surmise that you take the wide end and stick it to your shoulder versus the narrow end, but I don't know. I don't know if he's going to be able to put it into operation. I'm almost certain he can't. Like I said, he had 28 Twitter followers before his incendiary remarks on Twitter made him instantly infamous. Fresno State University President Joseph Castro told the Times that he welcomes Myshak's willingness to take accountability for the statements made on his Twitter account. Mostly, though, he said he wants to keep students safe. So Myshak has decided to leave Fresno this week because of the threats he has received. He said, I'm not taking my chances. Well, okay. Now, so far, he has missed no classes so far, but the Fresno State spring break was over with Friday. And then they canceled his classes for Monday and Tuesday of this week. So Myshak, who holds a PhD from Johns Hopkins University, is teaching 5 sections of U.S. history this semester. This cancellation affects 213 students. 1,100 people have signed a petition demanding that Fresno State fire Myshak for his political views. Okay. Listen, leftists. What you're advocating for, what you want, you can't do it. You can start it, and we would have to stop you, but it ends badly for you. Getting out here and advocating violence against your fellow Americans, I got to tell you, for those of us that put on the uniform and went out and defended you, that really rubs me the wrong way. That really rubs me the wrong way. And were I to see you attempting to do this, were you attempting to save democracy by murdering people, that's going to turn out so bad, and it's not going to be in a way you expect. But when we get back, we're going to look at this article that I found today on some rag, where they're talking about, they're making it seem inevitable as if guns are going to be the cause of the next revolutionary civil war or whatever it is, when in fact, they'll simply end it. Oh, yes, they will. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology design is lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. And Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Just thinking about something. This means I can redo my bumps now. I can redo the bumps. Yay. I've been waiting for this day for a long time. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code. G-Code is many things, but it is not just about holsters. It is actually a one-stop shop. Everything but the gun, the magazine, and the ammunition is there. The chest rig is there. The magazine carriers on the chest rig are there. The first aid pouches are there. The holsters, of course, are there. All manners of configurations. And then the ways to carry your ammunition all around you, the belts, occasionally knives. This is what makes them the one-stop shop. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Now, there's a bunch of people out there that fully expect, because Trump is the president now, that one day we're all going to get this subliminal message where it's okay for us to go out and start shooting people. And we're going to follow that somehow. I did, you know, haven't quite figured that one out. But this is what some of the leftists out there that are rioting out there have come up with. Now, this particular, what's the name of this pilgrim here? What is his name? Rick Perlstein. Yeah. He's worried about the far right's counter resistance. Now, by that, what he's talking about is they look at themselves as the hashtag the resistance. So they're worried about the counter resistance, which leads to things like in Phoenix, where they have the counter resistance, where you have the leftists all dolled up and looking all tactical, well, sort of, and carrying guns into the middle of the square in Phoenix. Okay. Now, I have never looked at anybody who's an American citizen as somebody who has to be shot. And I don't ever think that about another American, unless, of course, they're shooting at me. Because my first sergeant told me, First Sergeant Donald Neal, wherever you are, sir, my hat is off to you. He told me that friendly fire wasn't. So if my general was circling us in a helicopter shooting at us, we were going to shoot the general down to stop him from shooting at us. That's the way that works. So I've never looked upon an American, even a leftist American, as the enemy. Now, I might be led into a situation to where I have to fight one. But that's going to be the last, that's going to be the last course of action. And then it's going to turn real nasty. But a lot of people believe that the election of Trump means that we're about to have a civil war, which has never been the case. If there had been a civil war, it would have been because our rights were taken. I'm not interested in a civil war now. Now I'm more concerned in a self-defense sort of setting, which might look like a civil war to the ones that would bring it, because they want to perpetrate violence and they want to get away scot-free. They want to do it without consequence, which that just doesn't happen. This writer, he looks at all of these things and he mentions this one place that talks about taking tactical training at various places where they train people like the Israeli Defense Forces. You know, before Trump, there was lots of people going to take tactical classes. Lots and lots of people have taken tactical classes. So this guy, what this guy is doing is he's looking at these blogs, and he thinks that what he's reading today is the sum of things as they were since Trump. He mentions that 4 days after Trump's inauguration, a community member in a moderate, let's use that word, moderate firearms law site, PA Gun Blog, a civil redoubt welcoming active participation by both firearms enthusiasts and people who hate them, described his shock from that morning's web surf when a long-term commentator who was recognized as right-leaning but mostly moderate commented that the Jews own and control everything in America. Now, according to the leftists, no one except a flaming neo-Nazi would have dreamed of expressing such an opinion, unless, of course, that counts as Al Sharpton, because we've been getting plenty of anti-Semitic stuff from the left for a very long time. What do you think happened with the UN? Hulse? But they're looking at, then he takes a moment and he looks at the things that happened in Berkeley in February. And for this guy, this is when things really started getting scary. He recounts how it was, you know, Milo Yiannopoulos that came to speak at the Flagship's campus. And he was supposedly, they're saying that Berkeley has become the foundational, not just with the alt-right, but with the quite nearly the entire right flagship campus of this movement. And here comes alt-right provocateur Milo Yiannopoulos, who was turned back by a violent protest which culminated in the burning of a portable generator. Now, he's concerned with the things that preceded this melee. The violence was, in fact, preceded by peaceful protests of approximately 1,500 Berkeley students until they were waylaid by a tiny handful of off-campus black bloc and Antifa, or anti-fascist cadres, who believe racist speech licenses violent resistance. So he's saying that Milo is a racist when Milo is the furthest thing from a racist. Milo is he's great in many things, but he's not a racist. And this became, as he puts it, the Battle of Berkeley, and accelerated the construction of the body of mythology that the left has escalated its resistance to Trump into literal war. And there lies the rub. He's basically saying that all of this violence they're doing is made up by us. And yet this Fresno State professor who's out there wanting to hang Trump. I mean, is that ambiguous? I mean, I'm trying to figure out exactly how that would be considered vague. So, I get a kick out of these guys. I do. I get a kick out of them. I get a kick out of them because what they're advocating for is, it's so not necessary. What is happening in this country is so not necessary. Why isn't it necessary? Well, let me tell you why it isn't necessary. It isn't necessary because Trump's only been, he hasn't been the president for 100 days yet. He's already goosed the economy, which is good for the nation. He's already goosed our enemies, which is really good for the nation. He's gotten a Supreme Court justice confirmed. He's going to get another one confirmed. We are winning. And if we win, the nation wins. And we got too many mind-numbed sheep out there who are of this opinion that it is better to have the leftists in charge and let them decide everybody's life and let them decide this and let them decide that. And that's just wrong. It is simply wrong. They're the ones ginning up all of the violence, but they're out there, and we have developed this mythology, you see, that the left is coming to, you know, wanting to do war. Okay. They're the ones that show up carrying guns where there is no need for that. We don't want to take anything from the left. We just want to be free. The left, on the other hand, they think they got to fight that. And in a very fundamental way, that's pretty stupid. When we get back, maybe we should stop trying to be the supermarket of guns on this planet, among some other players. But we'll talk about that when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me.
So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendolite. Did you know that I'm about 75% better? I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendolite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
To you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code. G-Code is tacticalholsters.com, and tacticalholsters.com is a little bit more than just holsters. They have a warranty that is unlike anything you've ever seen. Lifetime, and the thing about their equipment is it's almost indestructible, so the whole warranty process is almost redundant, but that's what makes them different. The design, the strength of the product, and the development that they are constantly in makes them worthy of you taking a look. Go check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Okay. I am not an isolationist. However, we have spent a lot of money, and we have done a lot of things, and we always manage to seem to back, more often than not, the wrong horse. So, in order to alleviate that problem, I think maybe we should stop arming everybody. We should stop arming rebels and moderate rebels and freedom fighters and opposition forces and insurgencies and regimes and most, if not all, nation states. Because inevitably, all of these armaments come back and spill American blood and the blood of people unrelated to the fray when we were trying to pick sides. So it's easier to act with moral clarity and a purposeful mission while striking a military base than it is when we're trying to arm a bunch of strangers that we don't know anything about them. Obama used to ship pallets of unmarked bills to our enemy and lied about it right around the time that, social media campaigns began dubbing his the scandal-free presidency. United States companies selling equipment and chemicals that end up in the hands of dictators like Slobodan Milosevic and Kim Jong-un, that's sort of grim business to be in. The U.S. government arming people who seem to have a righteous cause, but then sell the weapons to third parties who may have no such thing. Well, that's positively dreadful. So let's look where we have done this, and let's see what we've gotten out of it. In Iraq, Gulmurad Kalimov, a top minister of war ISIS commander, was trained by the United States State Department, and not in some murky Cold War past, but as recently as 2014. This has been confirmed multiple times, even according to CNN, by State Department spokeshole Pujo Junjuwala. From 2003 to 2014, Colonel Kalimov participated in 5 counterterrorism training courses in the United States and in Tajikistan through the Department of State's Diplomatic Security/Anti-Terrorism Assistance Program. Now the State Department has put a $3 million bounty on his head. The NPR interviewees and the hack politicians who overestimate the value of this nuance always talk about the complexity of the situation on the ground, like they know anything about it, assuming that figuring it out is possible and our responsibility to begin with. They are correct in that the situation on the ground is always complex. In fact, it's too complex to predict. Whoever approved the shipment of 3,000-plus armored Humvees to Iraq either knew that ISIS would get 2,300 of them and should be hanged, or did not know ISIS would get them and has demonstrated that even in microcosms with a strong U.S. presence, the fate of weapons cannot be predicted 1 year out. In Afghanistan, there's decades of history of the U.S. and Russia arming factions in Afghanistan, so much so that the definition of proxy war in the Oxford Dictionary includes this sentence: the West pumped in aid and loans to buy weapons from Western arms manufacturers to fight the proxy war against Soviet-backed rebel groups. Currently, the United States and Afghan forces are fighting a Taliban that has traded in its Russian AK-47s for, you guessed it, U.S. M-16s. We gave thousands of those to Afghan security forces, but they sell them to the Taliban, even though they are fighting the Taliban. This is where you get the non-accidental friendly fire. One Afghan Army colonel, who asked to be identified only by his last name, Ahmadzai, said entire groups of soldiers manning various checkpoints have sold their weapons and ammunition to the insurgents. Taliban commanders say there's a thriving black market for U.S. supplied guns that even includes dealers from neighboring Iran. In Syria, Democrat Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard with CNN's Jake Tapper, January 25th this year, she said, "I'll tell you what I heard from the Syrian people that I met while walking down the streets in Aleppo. Happiness and joy at seeing an American walking through their street. They said, why is it that the United States, its allies, and other countries are providing support or providing arms to terrorist groups like al-Nusra, al-Qaeda, Ara al-Sham, ISIS, who are on the ground there raping, kidnapping, killing? Why is the United States and its allies supporting these terrorist groups that are destroying Syria? There are no moderate rebels. Who are these moderate rebels that people keep speaking of?" Or as Donald Trump put it to the Wall Street Journal shortly after the election, "Now that we're backing rebels against Syria and we have no idea who these people are." In Yemen, there's a war between President, Abdrabah Mansour Hadi, backed by Saudi Arabia, and Houthis insurgents armed by Iran. After a Saudi attack on Yemen's capital killed 140 civilians in October, State Department halted a $390 million sale of arms to Saudi Arabia. $390 million is 0.67% of the $58 billion worth of weapons we sold between 2009 and 2015. We showed them. "Weapons we sell to the Saudis will disperse and one day be used against us or some other group we are backing. There's a few examples of the absurdity and darkness, and we didn't discuss the Libyan jihadis we armed, the 2,000 guns of the Fast and Furious operation that we sent to Mexico, the implications of lifting the arms embargo with Vietnam, or the billions worth of equipment we gift to Egypt, which according to Forbes has been used to kill tourists." George Orwell's most profound warnings were not about the surveillance state, but about the perversions of political language. Is moderate rebel one of those perversions? Can one moderately demand assault rifles for guerrilla street war? You know, I guess maybe if moderate is relative to rape camps and beheadings. And arming a moderate seems defensible because you're using a term. But we know the promise of beneficent ends does not necessarily justify violent means. And the reverse is sometimes true. Now, that means that seem justified in one situation cannot be continued as doctrine. To those who blame America for all of the planet's woes, wouldn't you favor a world less full of Lockheed Martin death machines? To those who claim to put America first, can you justify supplying the munitions that might be used against us even once? and paying for this privilege. To the progressives who regurgitate in the afternoon the memes they're fed on the morning, do you know that your political heroes are gunrunners? This is quite a baleful little situation we have, and it's obscured by its sheer prevalence, as though the world can operate no other way. We don't want other countries to expand their influence, but what's the nature of our influence and what good has it done for us? Well, Trump is changing that now. I mean, he's showing violence for what it is. He's saying, I can be violent and I can be real violent, and I don't need to give you anything to do it. I don't even need to be present to do it. I can do it from a long way away and watch the videos that's coming in. So, wars are going to be fought regardless. And if they're going to be fought, let them be fought with less sophisticated weapons. We're not reducing the violence in the world. That's very clear. So it's not worth the money. It's not worth the taxpayer money or the money arms manufacturers rake in to that end. When we fight, let's us have the better weapons than our enemy, not advanced ones we gave them. We can try to light the world, and in battle, we can take the high ground. But we don't need to be out there on the constant basis, making sure that we are giving weapons that one day we're going to have pointed at us. That's just pretty stupid, don't you think? I think so, yeah. Hour number three is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit QuantumHarvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at QuantumHarvest.net. Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.